Chapter 2, A New Land. Everyone was all right. The boys climbed off the ship and began to look around. From the beach, the boys saw a line of trees not far away. Behind the trees was a cliff, rising about 30 meters high. The boys would have to stay on the ship until they could find a safer place to stay. First, Gordon made a list of everything on the ship. There were many kinds of tools, fishing poles, a gun, and other supplies. They also found warm jackets and blankets. There was enough food to last for 6 weeks. However, they knew they would probably be there much longer. They needed to make the food last. Moko and the younger boys went to look for shellfish and birds' eggs. Donegan was a very good hunter. He took a gun and went to hunt birds with Fan. Bryant and Gordon fixed the holes in the ship to keep the water out. Moko was a very good cook. They all ate well that night. The next day, the oldest boy, Bryant, wanted to climb to the top of the cliffs. He wanted to get a better look at this land. Bryant left after breakfast. He took the gun, a telescope, and some food. He walked for hours along the bottom of the cliff. Finally, he found a place where he could climb up. When he reached the top, he looked through the telescope. From the top of the cliff, Brian saw water all around. They were on an island. When Bryant told the other boys, Donegan did not believe him. They started to shout at each other. Luckily, Gordon was good at making peace. He suggested that they all go to have a look for themselves. The next day, Bryant, Donegan, Gordon, and Fan left on the trip. They thought they would be gone for several days. Moko stayed behind with the younger boys. The three boys climbed up the cliff, walked over the top, and went down the other side. The forest was thick, and traveling was difficult. They found a river and followed it to the east until evening. Then they made camp and slept.